Madoka's Uganda. Hi everyone, my name is Madoka, and I'm a university student. I major in education, and through my classes, I became interested in child psychology and child welfare. Last summer, I stayed in the Philippines for 3 weeks. During that time, I met a lot of street children. It was an overwhelming experience. And because of this, I wanted to learn more about educational situations in developing countries. So, I decided to take a year away from university after I finished my sixth semester. And I came to Uganda last month to do a year-long internship. Life here is very different to how it was in Japan. Let me introduce it to you. Since arriving, I have been living in the dormitory of the organization where I do my internship. Every day, I get up at around 7 a.m. I have a few pieces of bread and milk for breakfast. This is provided by my organization. After breakfast, I do my laundry by hand. There aren't any washing machine in my dormitory. In fact, washing machines aren't very common in Uganda because they are so expensive. Even the cheapest washing machine costs around 1.5 million Uganda shillings, which is the currency in Uganda. 1.5 million shillings is about 2 months worth of average wage. Anyway, after doing my laundry, at 8 a.m., I go to the office by taxi. The taxis are not like those in Japan. Ugandan taxis are more like buses, and they are often crowded by too many people. There are seats for 15 people, but there are usually 20 or more riding the taxis. I think this is illegal, but the police standing on the streets don't care about it. However, the taxi does its job and it gets me to the office by 8:30 a.m. When I arrive, I began preparing for my classes. I'm doing a teaching internship here. And I teach 2 classes per day. I teach mathematics to primary school orphans, that is children who have lost their parents, from 8:45 to 9:30 and from 12 to 1 p.m. After classes, I take an hour-long lunch break. There is a school lunch, but I usually cook for myself or buy my food. I don't really like that local food because the seasoning and flavors are too strong for me. After lunch, I begin working on my remaining task. There is a lot of work to teaching outside of class hours. I grade my students' completed worksheet, create new worksheets for the next day's classes, and prepare for my new project. All of these tasks are a lot of time, so I usually stay in the office until 5 p.m. After work, I spend my time getting to know more about Uganda. I often visit my students' houses to learn more about their lives and their families. I talk with my students about their dreams. Many children want to become politicians or lawyers, professionals, like that. I feel that many Ugandan students are interested in politics more than Japanese children of the same age. I enjoy walking with my students to their houses because it's a great time to talk and get to know them better. When we arrive, I greet their guardians in the Luganda language, the most widely spoken language in Uganda. Afterwards, I tutor the students in mathematics or play with them and the neighborhood children. Sometimes they teach me new things in Luganda. Afterward, I walk back to the dormitory. I try to get back by 7 p.m. because it gets dark around 7:30. On the way, I like to look at different kind of signs, road signs and shop signs, that sort of things. Many of them are written in three languages, English, Luganda, and Swahili, which are the three most common languages in Uganda. In Japan, we often see multilingual signs with languages like Korean and Chinese, but those are usually for tourists. In Uganda, these languages are for the locals. Once I get back to the dormitory, I take a shower and wait for dinner. Dinner is at 8 p.m., also provided by the organization. We often have spaghetti, rice, sweet potatoes, and beef. There are also pineapples and watermelons that are much cheaper and sweeter than those in Japan. After dinner, I spend time studying languages, of course, English, Luganda, and Swahili. Around 9:30 p.m. is when I call my boyfriend. It is around 2:30 p.m. in his local time. Unfortunately, we can't spend much time talking, but that's okay. I say goodnight to him at around 10 p.m. and then I go to bed. So, this is my daily life in Uganda. Life like this will continue until next February.